Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in Dot Zack Building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. New records in every Friday, so come by, check it out, and pick up some new music. They have a great local selection, as well as all your favorite national acts. And check it all out. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away records and different things, and tickets and shows. And so follow along. It pays to support. Also, this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lou Fest. So check it out. If you're over at Lou Fest this year, be sure to visit and say hey and pick up some new records from all your favorite Lou Fest artists. Again, everything at musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. Very excited to welcome Dynamic Screen Printing to the show. These guys have been just crushing it lately. They've been making shirts for all your favorites around town, including the brand new Rock Paper Podcast shirt. So I'm a proud customer. These guys have become great friends of mine, and I'm super happy that they're a part of this show now. This is a very exciting stuff. So check out Dynamic Screen Printing on Facebook. Feel free to email them any of your ideas at dynamicscreenprintingstl@gmail.com. And if you mention the show, 10% off your first order. So that's very exciting, very cool stuff. And get involved. Like I said, they're doing really great stuff. If you thinking about making some shirts for your band or next event or whatever it might be, whatever you need screen printed, feel free to reach out to Dynamic Screen Printing. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Yo, what's up? You listen to the 10-time Rock Paper Podcast champ Gabe Stroop and his homie James the Will Dill from Skyburnt White.
Hi.
You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Sky Burnt White. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, Shane.
We got this is very exciting. We have a Rock Paper Podcast debut from Mr. James Dill. Welcome,
newbie.
Yeah, man. This is very exciting. Yeah, crowd goes wild.
You suck.
No, I'm very excited. Yeah, dude. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm excited to hang with you guys. It's been actually quite a while since we've all got to hang out and we've got a lot of new stuff going on. We got a brand new song. We got a big party coming up. So a lot happening for the band. And let's get into it. We've got Inkspot Block Party Saturday night, free show with ticket, $10 at the door. If you don't have a ticket, visit all the sponsors for a ticket or hit up the band.
I do have some tickets left.
Yeah, this is going to be the party of the year, though. I think, man, this is a stacked bill. All of our buddies are there, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's always the party of the year.
Yeah.
And this year, actually, if you haven't seen us, if you've never seen us before, just go see us this year. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Or if you're already going to Inkspot, just keep an eye out. Because we have put together the best set that we possibly can. And we just recorded a new song. Like you said, Parades. Like the stage show this year is going to be a lot different than what you've seen from us before. So definitely come out, and not just because of that, because there's so many other bands that day that are fucking incredible. And, you know, Fivefold, of course, playing one of their last shows ever, like the last Ink Spot Block Party that they'll ever play. That's insane.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Crazy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but it's a reason to come out and see what these guys do.
Definitely.
I remember we played a show in Sick Love in like 2011, I think it was, and we were at Firebird, and we played with those guys, and we just had like a great time. And just seeing those guys play live, we were, I think that was our first time that we played with those guys. Just really impressed. But yeah, it's going to be a great show out there. And it's always, I don't know, I like doing Ink Spot just because it's different than any other club that we do. You know, it's outside, and it's an all-day thing, and it should be a lot of fun.
Definitely. Yeah, like you said, Fivefold will be there, The Hushed List, Inimical Drive, Discrepancies, Common Jones, Guerrilla Theory, Divide the Empire, Ashland, City of Parks, Holophorn Heroes, Odom, Soundtrap, Denver Wade Trent, The Weapon, and Sneaky Tree. All for free. So, I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
That's an insane lineup for free. It's like, so, come on out, party with us all day on Saturday the 9th, and like I said, this is, I think everybody, I mean, you know, you guys talking about your set, but I think everybody's, you know, gets excited about Ink Spot and bringing it, so it's going to be definitely a party, so.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see what you guys got going on, like you were saying, doing some different stuff with your live stage show and stuff, so I'm excited to see how it all unfolds on that night.
We are too.
Yeah.
We have a rehearsal coming up. With everything, we have some guest appearances too that you'll see, and we're just really blessed this year to have a really good slot. Honestly, it wasn't something I was expecting, but when they asked us to play when we are, hopefully, you know, our crowd comes out for that knows us, but I feel like it's going to be one of the biggest crowds we've ever played for before, and it's not like a cocky thing, like very humbly, I'm just saying, like, we are working very hard, we have been, and like, this is going to be, hopefully, the best show we've ever had.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, when they see us live, they've probably heard one or two songs they've heard before by us, and we try to pull them in that way, but I think this show, this year, with some of the new music and everything we're playing, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to have that experience with all the our fans, and also these new people that haven't seen our band before. I'm really looking forward to it.
Sure, man. Yeah, that it seems like it happens a lot, but it's always fun for me too. Like, even just as a fan and as a friend, you know, to watch people like discovering you guys for the first time, and like, you know, like, man, these guys are really great. I'm like, yeah, finally, you know, people taking notice and stuff, and like, so it's always exciting for me to kind of. When people ask me, like, hey, who are these guys, or whatever, you know, and I'm like, I can actually, like, share some of the story and stuff, like, yeah, you need to go pick up the record and do, you know, whatever it is, but, like, it's always really, it makes me happy for you guys, and when people are first time discovering new music from you guys and stuff like that, so.
It's just like a big hangout, that show. Everyone gets together, and we all party. It's kind of like Christmas for for the local scene, you know, it's awesome.
It's, I mean, it's a lot of responsibility. You know, but at the same time, yeah, it is going to be fun. And I feel like, you know, especially with Fivefold taking a bow now, we all have to step it up. And I feel like we're all going to. Like, I'm pretty close friends with a lot of the bands playing, and a lot of, like, personally with members, as you are, you know what I mean? And I just know that everybody's planning on blowing the doors off this place.
Right. Yep.
It means a lot to be on the show. You know, there's a lot of bands that want to be on the show. And, like, it comes down to, like, this is the Ink Spot's party. And a lot of times, like, they want to give as many people an opportunity as they can. But, I mean, like, if you get to know these people, I mean, have some good talks with them, you can become, like, family with them. That's what's happened with us, and it's just, like, they've always been good to us, they've always been there for us, and they believe in us. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem working, you know, for everything that we get, because we have to, everybody does have to, even if it seems like flash in a pan, like, success is great, it doesn't last very long. Like, one thing I feel like we have going for us is we, like you said, we have, like, a record now that's there that you can go listen to, and it's, like, documentation of where we've been, and if you hear the new stuff, it's, like, where we're going. We're very proud of that, and there's a whole new album that's just waiting to be recorded now that we're going to just be recording slowly. So before, you know, we waited a long time to release six songs at a time on the previous full-length album that we had. This time, I think, we're either going to go small EPs or we're just going to go singles when we can, just over time. Because we have a lot of new material, and we want it to get heard. We don't want it to fall on the cracks, and it kind of... It keeps the excitement up for us if we kind of record on the fly and then you go to playing a show to promote it, kind of a thing. So we'll see how it goes, and maybe that's what we'll just end up doing.
And this show, I don't know, it's like a friendly rivalry in a way, in some ways, with these bands. But when I was out for a few years and I came back to the scene, just seeing the, because the talent, because Fivefold and these other bands that we're playing with, like, that night, have upped their game. They've just upped their game so much. There used to be kind of like a distance between, you know, some of the top bands in St. Louis or some of the up-and-comers, and now it's just like that gap's kind of closing in and everyone's got so much talent. I was actually showcasing some of the music with these other bands, you know, and giving these tickets out to people who will be showing up for a show on the 9th. And I was like, you gotta listen to, like, to Discrepancies.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to listen to Hollow Point Heroes and, like, Inimical Drive and all these bands. And they're listening to them, and they're telling me, they're like, how have I not heard these guys before? Like, how are they not on the radio? And I'm thinking, you know, they're on the radio. I tell them, you know, they're on the point and these other stuff, but they're not, you know. These bands are impressive, and, yeah, it's a big honor to have that slot that night, and I'm excited.
Yeah. I thought it was funny you said distance between when you're talking about Fivefold, because that's one of their song titles, so I thought that was pretty good.
I was being funny.
Yeah. but yeah, I think
fuck you, James. Sorry, I said that.
I think EPs would be cool, or singles, like you're saying, and, like, just kind of constantly hitting them with fresh material, like you're saying. You got all this stuff, you just get it recorded and get it out there. And,
yeah.
But we do have parades, like I said. That's the single has been played on the Sunday Night Local show with Cornbread, and now on the Viper and
Freak Show Homegrown.
Yeah,
Spotlight on the Viper.
You're going to be able to hear it right here today on Rock Paper Podcast, and yeah. This is so currently just we don't have it on the iTunes or anything, and not available for purchase yet, right?
No,
but coming soon.
Yes, it's going to be. We're releasing, actually. If you want to listen to it over and over again and watch our sexy asses over and over again, you can watch the video that we're going to drop today on the Rock Paper Podcast.
Oh, yo.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Yeah.
This, you guys filmed a video while recording.
Okay, so this is what happened. You want to hear the story?
Sure, yeah, of course.
We actually were in a clown house. All fucking hanging out.
Yeah.
And we had no idea they actually had some mics.
Mario got us hammered.
We just recorded a song at random.
Yeah.
It all started, like, with the squeaky nose thing, and then, yeah, Mario got the idea.
Yeah.
I think he was puking.
Next thing you know.
He picked up a... What was it?
Well, he's inviting us to move into the house that he didn't own. That he was just living in the basement. Didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
No, what were we talking about?
I think a music video.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what happened was I got this camera, right? Well, my friend Chris let me borrow this camera that I haven't given back yet. But what ended up happening was I took it to the studio and I recorded just a lot of material. I came back and I started messing around with kind of how to edit a little bit. I'm not like a super pro or anything by any means. I just kind of DIY right now. But I'm going through it. I edited it down and there was like 45 minutes of just really what I thought was pretty funny stuff just right after another. Obviously, you can't fit all that in. So we did that little skit about Mario getting kicked out just randomly. So I decided to put that out as just kind of like a promo. So there's that. But this video is actually, it's shots of us recording in the studio. So, I don't know, we all thought it looks pretty cool, you know. Gives everybody a chance to just kind of see what we do, how we're acting, and you get to listen to the song. So hopefully people like that.
Yeah.
But just trying, you know, a lot of different things. Like, you'll be noticing from us, like, every show that we do now, you're going to get a lot of different kinds of content and a lot of different creative stuff. You may not like some of it. You may like some of it. It might be kind of weird. It might be kind of cool. But we just want to be ourselves. Like, that's all we've ever done. You know, it's not done us wrong yet, so...
Where do you guys record parades?
Blue Creek Studios.
Yeah. Blue Creek Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great place to be. You know, it's out in the middle of nowhere. So
yeah.
All you, like, when you go out there, you're driving out there, you're like, well,
it's actually,
well, all we're going to do.
It's in a Blue Creek.
Right.
We have to.
You
got to
bring the goggles.
Your toes get pruned.
Yeah. It's,
the whole time.
It's messy.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, the studio's great, and it's out in the middle of nowhere, and all you do there is just
jerk off.
A drink and jerk out.
Can wait. Can you edit that out? Sorry.
Don't edit that out. No, it was a lot of fun to report
just
down there.
Furiously. Just.
It was a lot of fun. Still raw.
Oh, it was a serious problem.
Scabbing over.
Yeah, it was very. Yeah, it didn't really. Didn't take.
Yeah, I think it was from the rushing water of Blue Creek.
So, anyway, yeah, Blue Creek was great. Dustin is great.
Yeah.
Thomas is great. He slept the whole time.
Yeah, Thomas was like, he was like a shaman leading us through the recording. You know, he's like an old friend of ours. Like, Tom, he's still playing music. Guy's fucking amazing, like incredible musician. But he was there the whole time just like teching and everything, but just being there for us spiritually.
Like a shaman leading us through the recording.
Yeah, there was times Gabe was scared.
Yeah.
You know, he tried to run out of the creek, and there was Tom to guide him back in.
Hey, I noticed that you touched my G.I. Joe. Don't ever fucking touch my G.I. Joe.
Sorry about that.
Anyway.
Yeah. For those wondering, there is a G.I. Joe here, so
yeah. That's
how we roll.
Yeah, his name's Gung Ho. He's been with me since I was a small boy.
Yep.
Coincidence? No, but he is sitting right next to the microphone.
I don't remember this guy's name, but he's the same story. He used to have a hat that he wore.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it
anymore.
When's
the last time you washed that one?
What are you talking about? They're action figures. They don't need wash. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully we'll have parades available for purchase soon.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, at Inkspot, you will be able to, well, come see us. You'll get a link to download parades.
Yeah, nice.
Basically, the video is going to be available there, and so you can go ahead and just download that at our merch booth. So, if you show up there at the night.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some other things ready for
T-shirts, new merch.
New merch.
We have some new tank tops for the ladies.
For the ladies.
All the ladies. Especially Addison.
Yeah.
From Discrepancies. He's the finest lady around.
Beautiful.
You're my lady.
Wasn't Mario saying he was the hottest guy in St. Louis right now?
He's drunk though, because that's fucking me.
That sounds like so.
Well, that's fucking me.
Yeah, no.
We'll let Mario explain that in the next
one. It's probably Jake Reed, but you wouldn't know.
That definitely sounds like something Mario would say, though, so.
Mario's stupid.
He's got a man
here, so therefore we don't talk about it.
Right.
Like, you see, like, that's not. If you go to our Facebook, you will see a video there of us in studio with Mario. That's not made. That's all real footage.
Right.
It's not staged.
Yep.
Yeah.
He shits in trash cans.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, pisses in water fountains. Scares children.
It's just
good.
Like going to the zoo. You know, you look in there and it's like, wow, that's how they. If you see the video, that's exactly how Mario is 24/7.
Yep. It's a true story. Along with Block Party, you guys do have another event coming up that kind of get a little different side of what Skyrim White. You guys are going to do an all acoustic performance over, and this will be for autism benefit, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, and that's for the what was that? That's on the other side of the river, over in Illinois.
Over in Illinois, where is it?
That's a good question.
We have the technology.
What is
I said it since the first episode that I was on. Unprofessional. Shane is unprofessional as fuck.
Every episode you said that?
Yeah.
Kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guys, he's not wearing... Listen, I want you all to know something. He's not wearing pants right now. Shane, mid-interview, just stood up, turned around, and just pulled his pants down. Me and Dill, we were gonna run away. We didn't. We're still here.
Because that giant fan is blocking out of the
way. I've got a window open. We're safe. And there's a giraffe that's sitting next to us.
Well, I found the deep Muskuta Visitor Center. That's where it's at.
Muskuta Visitor Center.
In Muskuta, Illinois.
In Muskuta, Illinois.
And this will be the first annual.
The first annual!
what's that? I can do special needs
first. I can do special needs!
Yeah. that's your radio voice?
Radio voice.
And we're back. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
$15.
It's 15 buckaroos.
Yeah. Appetizers.
Yep.
Yep.
You get to listen to a bunch of bands for free.
Yeah.
After you pay $15. It's all free.
Yeah, you'll be out there with...
That's a five. Five ones. Firmer ones. And fur curtains. Get you $15.
But it's free.
But it's free after you pay that.
Right. And Odom will also be there. System Slave.
Yep, they're not letting Corey Smith in the building, so that's one thing.
Right.
Don't they have orders to hose him down?
Yeah, he's going to barricade his meth shack in Potosi.
I've been there.
I know.
I know.
We got you. That's where you were when you quit the band for a while.
Was that in Potosi?
We rescued Dill from Corey's meth shack.
It was terrifying.
We cleaned all the meth off of him. It took. Listen, he was gone for what? 2 years, pretty much?
Yeah.
Right? Well, he was actually only in Corey's mess shack for one of those years. The other year, we were just hosing him down, trying to get all the meth off of him.
Right. Like, and gaining, I was skin and bones.
He had so much meth on him.
Right.
That you couldn't shake a stick at it.
Yep.
I tried.
Can we stop talking about this? You'll get an emotion.
So emotional. Anyway.
Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going on.
Yeah, that's Gary Johnston put that together. God bless his heart. It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
It is for autism. I can do, right?
Yep.
It's very, you know, obviously in all seriousness, like, that is important to us, and it's very important to Gary as well, so we're honored that he asked us to be a part of that, and it's going to be a really good time. We will have a special set for that. I love being able to do that. It's one thing, because we all know each other for so long, like, I could go out by myself and play a bunch of shit. You could get me and Mario, you could get me and Dill, you could get, like, whatever. We could have Jake with us. Like, there's any, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, right. We can just kind of create different sets around what we're doing. So, we'll definitely do something special for that. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
And there is going to be another Homie Halloween 2.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be the first Homie Halloween 2, but the second Homie Halloween.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will just let the cat out of the bag. We are going to play that. Yeah. That probably won't get you too revved up, too aroused, let's say. If it doesn't, hang on to your britches, because the other bands on this bill are going to fucking explode your mind.
Not to mention the host.
The host. Are you going to give that away now?
No, but... He's really handsome, I heard. So.
He's really handsome. So, big focus on Ink Spot right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great show. But just know that there are some pretty cool things in the works for the fall.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
And you guys were saying you plan to hit the studio at least once more before the end of the year?
Yeah, for sure. So, if not twice, it just kind of depends. You know, we're not made of money by any means.
But, I mean, you turned around the single pretty quickly, so, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. Like, you can kind of get in there and knock it out and, you know, have it out there and stuff, so.
It was one of those things, like, I literally recorded that, like, the scratch version of it the night before we played Delmar Hall. And I remember, like, taking it there, and I was like, oh, shit, this is cool. And then, because we have, like, a bunch of stuff in the bank that we were going to think about recording. But then they got a hold of it, and then everybody kind of, like, Dill made a badass bass part, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of fit it all together, and we were just like, yeah, that's the song, right?
Yeah. I mean, it happened pretty quick. He laid down, like, the song, doing that scratch track, like you were saying. And then he was like, well, we got a few options, you know. He talked to us, and he's like, we got this, and we got these other things. He was like, I was kind of thinking about this song, which is Braids. And so we listened to it, and then we went into one practice after listening to it, and we kind of put it together a little bit. And after we put it together, we had a talk afterwards, and we're like, well, we liked it. Like, I remember when the practice was done, we were like, that sounds really good, you know. Like, we were pretty confident about it, and so we said, you know, let's do this song. You know, let's go ahead and put this down when we go down there. And so it really did happen pretty fast. And then it came together pretty good and pretty quickly, too. I mean, what was cool, what I liked about this one was we didn't have it set in stone before we went down there, too. So there was some parts, I mean, I remember in thinking some parts, we were just kind of looking around going, what should we do here? You know, in studio, you know, it was really cool. And we took our time with it down there and knocked it out. And I'm really, really pleased with, like, the final, the final copy that we have of that song. And,
right.
But, you know, like, he's been writing and writing and writing. Gabe's just been writing, right? And it's kind of funny because we'll drive together to practice and he'll be like, I got this new song, or I got this song. And I'm listening to it. Or we've been writing to some of this new stuff, too. I mean, we're not even talking about that or playing it live yet, you know. But he's been writing so much that I think it was the last practice we went down there. He's like, you need to hold the fuck off. You need to slow down, dude. Because we got to record these songs. Like, some of the new material or whatever, I think everyone's going to be really happy to hear. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to play it live. And then some of these other songs that he's been playing, I mean, we still have to really get down to, but when we get it done, I'm going to be really happy with it. And I feel like, as well, we found a nice home at Blue Creek, because, you know, after we did this, you know, this last song, Parades, I can't wait to get back down there to do our newest one. Like, I really can't wait to do it back down.
Yeah, man.
It's got different sound than what I think you're expecting from us, but I think it's a great kind of introduction to us, you know? Like, if you don't necessarily like the progressive, like, slow rock that we kind of are, like, I feel like we're slow and heavy sometimes, but, like, we're, like, more dynamic than kind of super energetic, you know? But that's why I think this song's great, because this song is, like, it is very much in your face, and it kind of will drop you right down into the rest of our stuff, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You mentioned playing that Delmar Hall show. That was a great night. That was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Another big crowd to get to play in front of. You know, you guys had a good time?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. They were very hospitable to everybody. The poor, you know, had us on. Very nice of them to do that. Nothing set in stone as well. We got to hang out with those guys all day. But it's a very cool venue. It was just really nice to be there, you know? It was nice to finally feel like we're kind of coming into our own. You know,
I think that's cool too, like, you know, kind of being on another venue to, that you guys can kind of check off the list, you know, working your way around the city and stuff, like, you know, you playing, we play Pops and we play Firebird a lot and stuff, but, and we played, got to play Oyster Bar once with my party over there and stuff.
Yeah,
and like,
awesome.
You know, and then now getting to play Del Mar Hall and stuff, it's just kind of cool. Like, I think, I imagine as a band, like, it's kind of fun to get to play these different rooms just to see how the sounds and the crowds and everything else, the different people and stuff, so.
I love the atmosphere of that club, and that was the first time I played there or whatever,
yeah.
And that was just really cool, nice bar up front, nice open space to mm-hmm. hang out and chat, and then just the whole venue inside, I mean, it was great, and, you know, it's a bigger stage to play on, so you don't have the lights just beating down on you either. I wasn't sweating my ass off up there, and it was a really good time. Yeah, yeah. And those bands, again, they were really, that was just fun.
Yeah.
That was just a hangout, you know.
Poor killed it. Garrett came and hung out. The new Lingo guys came backstage. Like, I brought all those guys back with us. So we're just hanging out, dude. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. And Ziggy running sound then.
Yeah.
Had you dialed in real nice.
Mr. Front of House.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's our man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he, yeah. Sounded real good in there. Like, I've been, you know, everything's been pretty good in there. Like, I've been there a couple of different shows, but it sounded real nice that night. But, and like I said, those guys watching the pour and you guys all do your thing. Like, it was a lot of fun.
I feel like we played a pretty good show that night. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's becoming, like, I remember when we first started playing live. Especially for me, because I was just the singer for a long time. Like, and I played acoustic sometimes, you know, but it's a total different thing. Like, I even used to fuck around just and play electric, but I had two other guys playing electric behind me, so I really didn't have to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, it's really was different, like, actually stepping up and, like, having the effect. You're the guy with the effects pedal. You're the guy that's, you know, doing the sounds, like, that you think are cool. You know, like, there'll be sometimes, like, I'll stop playing and, like, realize, oh, yeah, that part that I like is, like, if I don't play it, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, that's totally, like, now I can compartmentalize it, but before I used to shake, like, my hands used to shake. I used to avoid playing lead parts sometimes because I just couldn't do it. You know what I mean? I mean, there's been plenty of times where, you know, something will happen, like, my cable will come unplugged with it. Strap will come undone or something like that, but it's finally, like, for me at a point where when we play shows, like, I'm not saying, like, if something happened it wouldn't completely derail me, that sucked, but we're just at a point where we go out there and it's not so much about, like, thinking about, like, I used to try and, like, really think about what we're gonna do on stage. Like, I just want us to be ourselves, because the more that we just do that, the more we're kind of coming into our own. You know?
Definitely.
And we're not thinking about, like, the, oh my god, I have to. It's just like, you go out there and, like, if you just, like, sometimes if I let go, I just kind of feel it. And, like, keeping up with these guys, they've been playing for a long fucking time. And, you know, a lot of the time together. So, I am very blessed to kind of just have, I can just stop and it's gonna keep going. That's very nice, but it's really cool to be a part of that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird because, like, the first however many years I played, you know, with Gabe in a band, he had the mic in his hand. He didn't have an instrument in his hand at all. It was just the mic and the crowd. And he just, like, attacked everybody in the crowd. Like, he'd get in their face and just, like, belt out these tunes or whatever. And we were in the background, you know, playing music, you know, rocking and stuff. But he was just, like, in people's faces. And I don't think some people, I think, that hear this band, they haven't seen that side of them. But it's just kind of strange in a way when I think about it, like, thinking about him then and then thinking now. Of course, he's still in your face playing, but he's, you know, he went from not even holding an instrument to doing some solos and, like, to just, like, contributing, like, musically.
Yeah. Well, now you're playing keys, too.
Yeah, keys.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen you at the keyboard out of that poor show, and then I think at the Nine Inch Nails set you guys did at Pops, you had the keys that night, and
yeah.
So, But yeah, so I mean, like you're saying, there's you're doing a lot more, obviously, with but you know, behind the guitar or keys and everything. So,
but there's just like, I don't know what it is about this time at this time for this band or whatever, but we've been playing for years now, and it's almost like we don't think about it anymore. Like you're saying, it's just kind of like this chemistry, this family type feeling. You know, every, you know, I don't know. You've been in bands or you heard of bands where, you know, some things just break them down or whatever, and it seems like we always just keep coming back together and playing together again, and it's just pretty crazy how, how, like, we're still here playing songs, and so it's like the least of our worries in a way is, like, us being on stage or writing or, like, doing that thing. It just comes naturally in a way, and so I'm comfortable out there, kind of. It's a really good outlet for me, but I think for everybody in the band, and I don't know, it, this time around, it just seems like we're in sync, we're lockstep in a way.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think, so I guess since you haven't been on before, we've kind of talked some of the other history with some of the other guys and stuff, but like, I guess what, you join around December or something like that, or?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area?
Yeah, December. Dill?
I guess our rejoin.
It was right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Juan reached out to us and was very nice and very fast and got us to do a video. And I'm glad that he did. And I appreciate it. Because it was awesome. But it was a situation where, I think it was a couple weeks after the last Homie show. Homie Halloween show at the Firebird. It was a really good show, you know, but that was Dave Chapman's last show with us. He's an awesome bass player. So he leaves. I didn't really know what we were going to do. Like, I had a few ideas, you know, but we were shooting a video. The guy that was filling in for us couldn't make it at the time. So it was a situation where we had to find somebody or not have a bass player in the video. And I just happened to call James, and he's getting his hair cut. I'm like, hey, dude, like, all you got to do is show up, because he recorded the bass line anyway in the recording.
Yeah.
So it's like, can you just fucking come and do this? So, yeah, he shows up, and we do it, and then ends up, I don't know, we kind of just had a conversation, right? We're just like, well, I guess I'm kind of interested in doing it again, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
And he just came back. And that's kind of what it is. Like, this band, like, a lot of the music comes out of my head. Just like it's always been, and they're gracious enough to kind of help me bring those ideas to life, you know what I mean? But that being said, if something happens like that, it's nice. Like with James, like, he just kind of needed a break for a while, and that's okay. Like, he's my brother, you know? We're adults now, and it's really hard to find time to hang out. It's nice to have a reason to now, because now that we have, it's like we get to hang out a lot more. We didn't see each other very much for like 2 years. And it's like nothing personal, it's just, you know, like I said, no time. You know,
right.
It's really hard to find time to see each other. So, this has been awesome. Me and James have been in a lot of different bands together. Like, literally, from when I was like, what, 17?
Yeah, it's been that long.
It's one of my oldest friends.
I think I've played in every band that you've been in except for Reconcile.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
at
it's
some
like,
point.
It's easy to read off each other with musically. It's just like, oh yeah, I know what you want to do. You're like, my bass line sometimes are either I know what he's going to do with his melody, or he does something with his melody and I think, yeah, I think he's going to like this. You know, I'm like, I think this will mix well, like, with his vocals or whatever. And, you know, he's telling me the other day, it's just like, he's like, sometimes I write songs or melodies and I just think of what you're going to play on the bass.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
if I'm
just,
if I'm making a bass line, like, I'll think, like, if I'm writing a song, like, and I think you do it too, like, our friend Ziggy produced, like, some of our first bands. Like, he was our producer. So we went out and spent, like, hours just working on songs sometimes. Like, days. You know what I mean?
And real quick, we were a fucking mess.
Yeah.
And when we got in with a professional like Ziggy, he got us, like, you know.
He really taught us how to write a song.
Yeah.
And I kind of just took it and expounded upon it. Like, we all did, really. But, like, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I picture Ziggy. like, there's a couple things I picture when I'm writing a song. I picture Ziggy, and if he's not, like, doing his Ziggy dance, then I know it's not a good song. Right? What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Dylan. Oh. Whenever I'm writing bass, because I'm, like, I'm not a bass player. Like, I guess I could be if I really tried, but, like, I can play it. It's whatever. But, like, what if I'm just recording a scratch track at home, like, a lot of times I write something that I think would sound like what he would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's because I like how he plays bass, and that's just how I've learned. Like, my guitar style comes a lot from Thomas Walton from Seeing Seven. Like, because Pat Gibson was the first guitar player I ever was in a band with.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
He is awesome, but he never would let me touch his guitars. Yeah. Right?
He always had nice guitars, game.
Thomas was always like, here, play this. Right? And, like, really just let me experiment, you know? So, he just plays, like, this heavy, kind of dreamy, like, style. It's, like, he's a little heavier than I, like, am, like, guitar-wise, whatever, like, on his riffs and everything like that. But, like, just, I really like how he puts music together. So, a lot of how I write, honestly, comes from a lot of things that I learned from him, you know? Not that I rip off his music, it's just that style is what I like to make, right. You know?
Definitely, yeah. Well, very cool. Well, again, get plugged in with Skyburnt White on your Facebook, and you're gonna start utilizing the Instagram account again?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, so... make sure you're following along on Instagram, and keep an eye out. Brand new video today, so go check that out all over.
Brand new video. Please share it. Please, please, please. If you like the song, please find it. It's awesome if you would share it, like the YouTube link. That's even better. But Facebook and YouTube helps. At this point, like, we're just going to keep going, keep making the best music we can. Keep playing, you know, the best shows we can, try to make everything we do an event, because we want everybody to be as excited about it as we are, you know. But anything that you share or like, even if you comment, that's awesome. Even if you say, hey, good job, because a lot of people don't realize, like, if you just comment something, it helps it get seen by other people, because they see, oh, my friend commented on this post, what is this? Like, just, you just never know who could be the person to get this where it needs to go, to just help us, you know, make the next progressive step. And that's what we're looking to do. That's, you know, that's what everybody in St. Louis should be trying to do. And that's what all of our friends are trying to do. You know, it's not a competition. We're not out to get anybody. We just want to hold our own with the best bands in St. Louis. And at this point, like I said, it's a lot of responsibility playing at Ink Spot, because we're playing after discrepancies, which is very humbling, and it really makes you make sure that you got your shit in check, because like I said, we just want to hang with them, you know. And then you got Inimical after us, Hushless, and then Fivefold. I mean, fuck, City of Parks, Odom, fucking every other band on that bill.
Yeah,
I mean, it's gonna be a great night.
I think what Bill said earlier too about kind of like the kind of friendly competition that we do have, like you're saying, how, like, you know, everybody's rose to another level, like, where, you know, they're all forcing you guys to bring it every time, to step, keep your stuff at a certain level. Otherwise, you know, you're gonna fall between the cracks.
It really has. We've been playing for years in St. Louis, and I can tell you, there's been times where it's been like, it seems like the scene's kind of asleep a little bit, and there's been times where it's like peaking a little bit. And right now, I mean, these bands are like, I mean, they are just incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody's going to bring it that day. And like, I love, like I said, not let alone they're making great recordings, but their stage shows. I mean, between all those bands that we, you know, that's going to be.
So who we got? Name the bands again for me.
All right. Let's go down the list. We got everybody. We got the Fivefold.
No, go from the beginning. I want to go get from the beginning.
You want to go the other way?
Yeah, because it's important. Listen, 4 years ago, okay, we played at fucking 11:30 in the morning, all right? There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely no fucking shame in that. You fucking show up and you throw down, okay? because this is a party for family, right? Like, you make the best opportunity with every opportunity that you get, in my opinion, you know, and you keep working hard. So if you show up, you know, to any of the first bands playing, if you show up and just do your best, you know, the weapon playing while other bands are playing, yeah. These guys are awesome. Yeah. Just show up, let's just have a good time. Like, I know they're going to. I'm just saying, like, everything that happens that day is important. If you don't show up early, seriously, because I have every single year, like, you're missing out on something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this year, Gorilla Theory hits at 11 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah. they're a fantastic band. If you don't know them, they're kind of a little more reggae and hip-hop kind of thing going on in there at times. They got a horn section. Like, they're just a lot of fun, high energy, feel-good music. But they're going to set it off at 11 o'clock and get you feeling right and, like, and kind of set the tone for the rest of the day. So, you got Gorilla Theory, you got Soundtrap. Odom.
Nice. Dude. Soundtrap. So, yeah. Fucking Toby Picker is in that band. And, like, the rest of the guys are awesome, too. But Toby, like, you've been way back with. And I'm just really excited to hang out with that guy all day and just, like, see him play. Because, like, a lot of us, you know, have had a hard time lately. And it's just really good to see, like, my buddies out, like, doing what I know they're really good at.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got Odom.
Wait, hold on. Gary's a bastard.
Yeah.
Seriously. Listen,
I'm gonna start calling Gary Shithead. Come on, Mike.
He's a great guy, you know, and I love him, but at the same time, it's just his beard just looks at me sometimes like it wants to rape me, and I don't like it.
Yep.
Town is awesome.
They got
Jay's intense.
They got three singers now, right?
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Pony likes to try and pee on everybody, so watch out for that. But, dude, no, seriously, Odom, in all seriousness, has really stepped up their game, too.
Shit.
They are totally different. If you used to see Odom back in the day, it's nothing against Corey Cruzen. Miss that dude. Love him. Hope he's doing well. But since they decided to just kind of move forward and just do what they're doing now, these guys have made some really serious, legitimate shit. And I've never seen a band with, like, three lead singers that were, like, all powerful and did something really cool. And these guys are that band. Like, if you've never seen that, come and check them out. They're incredible right now.
Yeah.
They're killing it, and their music is fucking awesome.
Definitely. Yeah, that's going to be... and then, like, they haven't really done a ton of shows... as this lineup, so right. Like, I mean, I'm excited to see how they've progressed since the last time I've seen them.
They've got so much in the closet. Right. I mean, Gary goes in the closet and then back out and brings more stuff all the time.
He's teasing Dave all the time.
But he's always in and out of the closet bringing new stuff.
You got.
You know when he's out of the closet because he got a text alert. No presents. Keep your doors locked for you.
You got Hollow Point Heroes.
Dude, they
also
just put out some new stuff recently, too.
Yeah, they're in the studio working with Man Animal.
Dude, they always fucking bring it every year. And it's going to be nice.
Yeah. Man, yeah. When the last time that I saw all those guys at, I guess it was the Road to Point Fest stuff at Pops, and they did Down with the Sickness cover.
Yeah.
Man, that was so cool. Like, it's a great song, but Josh's vocals are crazy. Like, the fact that he can actually properly sing that song and sounds like the record, like, it was pretty impressive. Like, especially that whole, like, middle part, you know, like, you know, when he's, like, starts doing the noises and he's like, no, mama, no, do it again. And, like, all that, you know, yeah. That whole part freaking out, like.
Wait, can you do that again?
No. That's it. One and done. But, yeah, anyway, they'll be ripping shit up over there. It's going to be fun. City of Parks. Those homies.
No, what do you have to say about them?
Those guys, I mean, I love what they're doing, too, as the new lineup that they've added Lloyd. They are all 100% energy, man. Just you can't not jump along with them every time they play. It's a good time.
Lloyd's a great front man. if you think he's a great front man, you should see him play guitar, and I've said that all the time. Seriously, that guy. Like, he was in a cover band with Pat Gibson well, he's still in the cover band. But, dude, sometimes he just solos for, like, 5 minutes. And it's just like, it's good. You're just like, what's going on? Oh, Boyd's still fucking soloing. It's fucking incredible. Like, that dude's awesome. I like all those dudes. But fucking Blake Boyster, though, I fucking love that dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that my illegitimate son?
Yeah. Blake Boyster is James Dill's illegitimate son.
Yeah. That's
yep. We're having that conversation with Firebird. This would be my...
Seriously, if you put them together, look at them right now. Like, picture Blake with his hair and everything.
All right.
Like, way less ragged and broken down. Way less regret. Fuck you!
All full of life. And you got first timers, Ashlyn. Again, they've been on a hot streak. They've been got themselves a new video, new album, new a record deal of
they're
sorts.
On
and
fire
right
now, man. They just went on
wildfire.
Tour.
Some would say. Yeah. I think. So yeah,
I'm excited to see them and hang out with them. It's been a while.
Yep. Yeah, they and then you got another first timer, Divide the Empire.
Love those guys.
Yep.
Joe Burrow. It's gonna be a great set, man. They put out some new music too. It's very like kind of blues rocky.
Yeah, definitely put out a brand new record. Also recorded a video with Juan. Mm-hmm. That's a really cool video. So check
awesome
that
guys.
Out.
It's really cool that they added them to the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, they Robbie's a huge fan, and he heard their stuff and he's very pumped about having them out there for the first time. So, it's going to be a good party.
What about Common Jones?
Common Jones.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Common Jones, those guys fucking get the fuck down. Have you ever seen them?
Huh.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Just makes me, like, find, like, either just a place to just kind of dance like this, you know? Or just, like, find a hammock with, like, a drink and maybe a smoke of some choice. And just kind of watch the sea.
They also just put out a few brand new songs.
They're legit, dude.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're great guys.
I think they're exclusively at commonjones.com if you want to head over there and grab them.
Common Jones. I got their sticker on my guitar case now.
Yeah. And I think... Gorilla Theory was also their very first time at the party. So, yeah, three first-timers this year. So we had to break them in right and show them how it's done out there. So... Ink Spot Block Party, Saturday, September 9th, Lincoln County Fairgrounds, free party. Get your tickets today, and we're going to see you there. Make sure to check out the video, and be sure to swing by the Skyburnt White merch table and check out some new shirts, and get the single, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so... This show is very important for us. Again, like, even the song, like, if you pay attention a little bit to where we were lyrically before now, like, what's coming out, like, it's always kind of what's going on, I guess, in my life. Like, this song is about kind of just talking to yourself and kind of just pushing away, like, self-doubt, you know? Like, pushing through, trying to get where you're going, you know? Overcoming obstacles because you have to, all that good stuff. It's not so much just kind of helpless, like, it's more of a, I guess, a kind of a kick in the ass. The album itself is going to be called Funerals and Parades, which kind of, before, like, I made that title that, like, some things have happened recently, like, we just lost a very close friend of ours, Pat Whitlum, you know, he's really, like, one of my very best friends, and so for this... You know, I just want to, like, I'm going to dedicate the show to him just personally, you know? Like, I just want to be what he thought we could be, because, like, he would encourage me. He did think that we had a lot of potential, you know? Like, he liked what we were doing, you know? So, and he teched for me at Inkspot. So, you know, A lot of people miss him. He touched a lot of people's lives. But that's, for me at least, and I think probably the guys too, like, it's just very important. Like, we want to step up this year. We want to play the best show that we've ever put on for everybody that's in it.
Yeah.
So get out there and see what we got. And share this video.
Yeah. Very cool.
I think this year, this show will be more of an experience in a way than any other show we've done. And I think if you haven't heard our music before, I think this will be a really good introduction. And if you are a fan, if you've heard us in the past, then this will be a nice treat. You know, like, we're really, I don't know, really wanting to connect with everyone out there this year and really give it, like, our all, so...
You should come on down and try some of Mama's sweet punch.
Yeah, do that.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll see you guys on Saturday. I think doors are like 10 or something, and music at 11 or something.
Doors are 10. I expect your asses to be out there at 8 a.m. chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Just aching to drink your fucking ass off and be completely obliterated and ready for us to play as well as every other band.
Yeah, I think there's beer gardens, like, plural.
Yeah. I don't know how Big Dave does it, but him and Robbie, like, they're fucking super positive dudes. They talk to these gardens like they're like, you can do it, gardens. You can fucking be a beer garden if you want to. And they're like, no, we can't. And they're like, yes, you fucking can. And
it's
guess
very
what?
Very scientific.
Fucking beer gardens, dude.
Yeah. It happens.
Not just in one. Like, there's fucking beer gardens all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
There's beer gardens as far as you can see.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, the first time they saw us, like, at Ink Spot, meant a lot to me. It always will. Because sometimes you can plug away and you just feel like nobody fucking cares. They saw us. Big Dave made it a point to come and, like, tell me that. Like, literally, as I'm playing, the last note is ringing out on my guitar. He's up there, like, hugging me and telling me, like, how much he believed in what we were doing and everything like that. Like, that means a lot to us. So, like, it's not even just, like, a fucking selfish thing. Like, beyond, like, anything else, like, it really is, like, we want to put on a great fucking show for those guys.
That, and there's beer gardens.
And there's beer gardens.
When I, the time I played the fourth or fifth one, I definitely enjoyed the beer products.
Yeah. He did. We took pictures.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I just want to say, this is the 10th appearance that I've made on the Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey-o.
Which means I'm the champ.
Woo!
Yeah! I should have brought, like, a heavyweight belt that I, or something.
I think Corey's got it, right?
Oh. I'm going to fucking, listen, I don't want to talk about that rap battle.
Yeah. Because
I was robbed.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Thanks, Shane.
Thank you, guys. I will see you Saturday at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds.
Are you going to oversleep this year? You're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I show
up. Oh.
Dang. Show about 10 o'clock when Fivefold goes on, and then,
well, they're going on at 10 a.m. Yeah. Hey, Fivefold's going on at 10 a.m., everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. They're going to be serving, what, coffee? And
They're going on to the grass that's near the stage at 10 a.m.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.